Good morning. Thank you for bringing the warmth and the sunshine into this space. We're glad that you're here as we enter into a new season here at church, the season of Advent. You are an important part of this community. Your presence today enriches our worship and our understanding of who God is. So thanks for being here this morning, whether you're worshiping with us in the space or online. Want to note a few things that are coming up, that are happening in the next few weeks as we take some time in Advent to get ready for the arrival of Jesus coming as a baby. Each Sunday in Advent, you'll see that there's an image on the front of your bulletin. Our Board of Music and Arts has put those together to deepen our experience of our theme for this Advent, our deep longing. And so we invite you each Sunday to notice that image and take it in as you begin your worship time and throughout worship. We're excited to share with you that Paul has been has written for us an Advent devotional. I kept getting sneak peeks, and I can't wait to read it today. Today we officially get to start it. So we have these devotionals out at the ministry station, hard copies. It's the first station after you go down the ramp. You can also find it online at fbca2.org/Advent devotional. So those will be put up by week, so you'll see a week at a time online. We encourage you to grab a copy as you leave today. We have a new second hour adult class starting as we explore those statements about who we seek to be, and we now begin that we seek to be people who share what we have. So Paul will be leading that discussion today during the second hour. We hope you join us. There are chances to share what you have this month in December during our season of Advent. We have outward focus of hosting guests who don't have a place to be in the cold. And so we will have the rotating shelter. We have a couple more overnight slots that need to be filled. They're both on the weekend at the end of our time. One is on Friday night with me. I hope you come join us. And there's one on Saturday night, too. So if you have questions about that, you can check in with me. We're happy to get you plugged in. And as many of you are planning to come, we have our Advent event, our annual Advent event, Countdown to Christmas, tonight. It's from 4 to 6. We're going to have animals, rain or shine. Rain, there is not going to be shine. It'll be from 4 to 5. The animals will be outside for our story walk. Kat and Pony and I put up tents this morning, so we'll have each of the story pieces under tents. It'll be great. Lots of Christmas crafts, dinner. We hope that you will come. We have a couple announcements, Carolyn, and then Bonnie. Let's see about the bake sale.
Hopefully you've noticed in the bulletin and the newsletter that we have our annual bake sale, the American Baptist Women's Group. And so we're looking forward. Some of you have received emails, but even if you didn't receive an email, you can always bake. Or if you would like to come and purchase baked goods, we will have that next Sunday. And there's always a lot of good supplies of goodies, cookies and breads.
Do you like to make banana nut bread, Benjamin?
Yes. We make banana nut bread together. Yeah. So we're looking forward for those of you to come and purchase goodies, and that those donations go to local missions and also to state, national, and international missions through the American Baptist Women. So we'll look forward to seeing you with goodies. If you've baked, you can bring them Saturday morning or Sunday morning, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, everyone. In addition to having the honor of leading our choir here at First Baptist, I'm also the concert choir conductor of the Ann Arbor Youth Chorale. And this is a community children's and youth choir program here in Ann Arbor with children from all over the region. Today, and it does not directly conflict with our Advent, so you can come at 3 o'clock this afternoon to First Pres, which is where we perform over on Washington, for our concert. Lex Da Silva is in my concert choir this year, and from our congregation here, and Eman has been in the Ann Arbor Youth Chorale. So we would love to have you at 3 o'clock. You can just get tickets at the door. It lasts about an hour, and then you could pop right over here and see the animals. So if you want to hear some great music, great choral music from young children, it would be great to have you there. The other thing, too, is that second announcement is that on the 16th of December, the Ann Arbor Youth Chorale will join the Pioneer, the Huron, and the Skyline High School choirs, along with the Ann Arbor Boy Choir, and we will be singing the annual Holiday Pops concert in Hill Auditorium on the 16th at 7 p.m. So there are going to be hundreds of singers and the amazing Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra who will be performing holiday music extravaganza, and I think Santa or somebody's cool is going to be there. So it's a kid-friendly event, starts at 7. You can get tickets online at the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra website. So we would love to see you there, too. Thanks.
Welcome all. Welcome, honored guests. We gather as a community to worship God, to be reminded of God's goodness, to be reminded of the call to be part of that goodness. Let us worship God together.
Now, if you are able to stand, please stand as we pray together. Holy and loving God, you have created this Sabbath day and have met us in your sanctuary. Fill us with knowledge and wonder and praise that we might experience you more intimately, love you more deeply, and worship you more fully, today and always. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from the last book of the Old Testament. It's called Malachi, and it means messenger. So he was giving a message to the Israelites. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to the temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire. Like the fuller's soap as well. The word of the Lord.
Some changes in the space today? I see some Christmas trees, some beautiful stars and hearts. Yeah, lots of purple. We're in the season of Advent. That's a time of getting ready. Of getting ready for what?
Christmas.
It's a time of getting ready for Christmas. And I've been thinking about things that have names. Can you think about some things that have names? Yeah. Ooh, we have a name for the Christmas tree. Yeah. We sometimes sing songs about the Christmas tree, too. So Christmas decorations have names. Yeah. What else has names? People have names. Do you have a name? Yes.
Santa.
And Santa has a name. Yeah. What else has names? Grass. Things in creation have names. There's a beautiful tree right outside our church building that is a Japanese maple, and it was bright red for so long, it has a name. It's good to know the names of the trees and our grasses and the plants. Yeah. Body parts have names. Where's your elbow? Books of the Bible have names, like Malachi we just heard from. Lots of things have names, and sometimes names change. People have names, and they change. When I was a kid, my name was my full name is Alexandra, and I decided I wanted to go by Zan. We have a... Yes, your last name, that's right. So names change. It's good to know each other's names the way we want to have our names. Come sit by me, Galen. Come sit right here by me. So names are important, and we hear a name of Jesus a lot during Advent. It's called Emmanuel. We sang it when Harvey and Phyllis lit our candle for Advent. And we're going to hear it again because we're going to sing this song called Emmanuel, Emmanuel. But that's a name for Jesus. And Emmanuel means that God is with us. Can you do a great big hug to remind yourself that God is with you? Oh, kind of feels like a big hug. Oh, I love it. See how far back you can touch. Yeah. God is with us. That's what Emmanuel means, that God is with you. So we're going to sing a song, and then we're going to sing this song every Sunday in Advent to help us get the words in our head and the words in our heart. A name for Jesus that tells us something, that God is with us. And in the song, it also says that God is revealed in us, that people know what Jesus is like through us. That's a pretty special name. So let's sing that song together. Everybody in the congregation, all of us, we're going to sing Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Miss Shanae will lead us. Thank you, God, for being with us in Jesus. We're grateful for that. All right, let's head to church school together. Come on.
Will you please join me in prayer? Dear Lord, each of us has troubles. Some have more significant challenges than others. It is hard. The world has crises. It is stressful. Please help us know that we are not alone. Please help us feel how much you and our church family care about us and the world. Let this knowledge and feeling give us hope and strength. We share our particular concerns for the following groups: people of Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, Sudan, and other war and conflict zones. People with unmet basic needs like water, food, housing, sanitation, and health care. People suffering from abuse, violence, injustice, and discrimination. People suffering from health problems and pain in all its forms. People suffering from natural disasters and global warming. People suffering without peace. People suffering without love. Lord God, bless these people. Give them solace. Be their shelter. God, we ask you to embrace and heal the following individuals from our church family: Beth Foster, Marlene Francis, Lois Wilson Crabtree, Betty Doman, Eva Kelly, Jill Damon, Betty Gersler, Marilyn Marsh, Esther Floyd, Mervyn Jukarts, David Gregg, Mike Kelly, Chuck Suits, Lovely Varghese, Paul Larson, Peter and Lanny Van Eck, Grange Burnside, Mrs. Essie Slaughter, the Sanford family, Simona Butler, John Rowe, Faye Key, and Nancy Bradford. Lord God, be with us and reveal yourself to us. In thy name we pray. Amen.
Let us pray. We await the coming of your love in new ways again to this world. Grateful for how always your love has come to your faithful and to your unfaithful as well. We pray that in the moments that follows, the living Christ may come again to us, walk among us, speak to us. And that our living will be in loving response. Amen. You know the Chronicles of Narnia? Of course you do. C.S. Lewis's fantasy series begins with four children transported into a land called Narnia, and to the presence of a great majestic lion, Aslan, who with the help of those four has come to liberate this land. A white witch has turned Narnia into eternal winter, everything locked in ice or buried beneath deep, deep snow. Many of the creatures in Narnia are now frozen into stone. The others live in huddled isolation against the cold. One of them says, "It's always winter, but never Christmas." This is the gray, icy bleakness of a world in need of redemption. And here at the start of Advent, the season for expressing the deep longing of the world and the deep longing of our hearts, it is fitting to acknowledge how cold we have become, how the world seems locked in winter. Now, in the natural world, nature happens for a very good reason. Winter happens for a very good reason, as our planet orbits the sun and spins on its way. It also tilts on its axis, alternating which part of the earth leans closer to the sun, which part is leaning further away. At this moment, our northern hemisphere is tilting backward from our star, so we live in a time growing darker and colder, and it will keep growing darker and colder, darker at least, for nearly three more weeks. We'll stay way too cold for too long after. Until we are tilted back enough toward the sun. So winter is a good thing, because life without these rhythmic seasons would not exist as we know it. Winter is good. And I say this as a southern boy who got dropped off in Michigan. But in spiritual and moral terms, this dynamic can be devastating. For there is a God whose love is like a million suns, whose face has beamed on us with delight, whose heart is a fiery goodness and a fierceness of joy. But we turn away. We lean our lives and lean our worlds farther and farther back from the sun. And though there has to be rhythm in the spiritual life, This isn't rhythm. It is something broken. We're stuck in the backward falling tilt to the dark and cold. And what can turn us round? We are too much withdrawn from the living source of warmth and light and the greening and the growing of life. Holding back from the source, we are holding back also and inevitably from each other. We are curved in on ourselves. Loneliness is epidemic. So is cold-blooded hatred and violence. So is cold-hearted indifference. We exist in a loveless economy under constant political pressure to be more entirely and cruelly loveless. It is so cold. And you don't have to be religious. We don't have to be among the religious people to lean our lives, to lean our life together to the source that, named or not, is the love of God. And yet we pull ourselves back, further back and further back, and we grow colder and colder, so lonely and so cold. W.H. Auden wrote a long poem which he called A Christmas Oratorio, and he titled For the Time Being. Incidentally, he wrote it, most of it, in Ann Arbor, while here for a year as a guest, a professor in English. His own life was broken at that time by the death of his mother just 2 months prior and the loss of an important relationship. His Christmas oratorio begins in bleak Advent themes. It begins in the imagery we're looking at today. Darkness and snow descend. Winter completes an age with its thorough leveling. The prophet's stone, the prophet's lantern is out. And gone the boundary stone, cold the heart, and cold the stove, ice condenses on the bone. It would be wrong to suggest that what this is describing is all our fault, or that it's all of society's fault. That haunting line, ice condenses on the bone. Sometimes it happens not because of any system or person or our own mistakes. It's just what life circumstances can do to us. Misfortune, failures, sickness, our own or somebody else's, grief. After the breaking of the heart, so often comes the freezing of the heart, numbness, immobility, a hardened heart. Doesn't have to be anybody's fault, and it can last for ages. It is love. Love and only love that can change it. Sometimes the love of friends who are consistent and patient and just beautifully, warmly there. Sometimes it happens in the embracing and being embraced by a purposeful, loving community, as any halfway decent church will be. But good friends, good family, good community are far, far from the whole story. The story is that the source, that we've been pushed back from or leaned ourselves back from. That source, the fire of divine love, is leaning now toward us. God is fire. Love is the leaning forward of the fire of God's love. God's passion is that consuming. God's goodness is that fierce, and sometimes that frightening. It is moving toward us. This was the meaning of the coming of Christ to the world. It will be the meaning of Christ's return at the end, and his returning over and over again to the world's life and into your life and mine. John the Baptist said of Jesus, "I baptized you with water. He'll baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire." And Jesus himself said, "I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and would that it were already kindled." Is there some judgment in that word? Maybe. But most of all in him was the longing to ignite us with the love of God and the power of God at work and alive in the world. We are in the Northern Hemisphere, and therefore think of Jesus' birth as happening in the cold and snow, it being December. As you may know, the reason we observe Christmas in December is because long, long ago, some church leaders co-opted pagan winter solstice celebrations to give them a Christmas theme. But the convergence of Christmas and the cold turns out to be fitting. How I love one of the most haunting carols of this season that we sing. The text by Christina Rossetti, set to music by Gustav Holst. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow, in the bleak winter, long ago. Jesus was born into bleakness. Earth is hard as iron. A baby born to bring us fire, to warm and melt the hearts of the world. And the flame danced in the life of that child, danced and blazed as he grew. Joy, light, love, people who had been shut out gathered to him for its warmth. Those who didn't want it turned away or rushed to extinguish it. And the fire in him, in the end, spilled out into hot tears and blood. But God's fire leaned in still. And come Easter Sunday, it was spring. Let our hard hearts turn to that love and be melted by it. Let the world be warmed and brought back to life by it. And let our longing for it, our waiting and our expectation of it, to return in fullness, rekindle in us brighter, burning hope and a deeper, greater love. Carol in the bleak midwinter ends with the question, what can I give? And here we are with that question ever before us. What can I give of, what can we give of our living, of our circumstances, of our material possessions? We enact, embody, and express our response in the offerings we make now.
Thank you.
Christ invites everyone to this table. Therefore, let us be preparing ourselves that we may receive these gifts with more worthy hearts. Let us then, before God and each other, acknowledge our sins. Let us pray. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your way to the glory of your name. Friends, hear the good news. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This proves God's love for us. We are a new creation, forgiven and free. Thanks be to God. Let us extend to one another the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ be with you. Now let us pray together the prayer that Jesus gave his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God brought all things into being. And in great love, God created all humankind in God's own image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, God loved us all the more, set us free from captivity, gave us covenant of law, and in time gave the prophets who looked to the day to come for the coming of the one in whom justice would roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, in whom swords would be beaten into plowshares and people would study wars no more. In fulfillment of their vision came at last the beloved, God's best gift. In the song of Mary, his mother, God came in fulfillment to lift up the lowly, cast down the mighty, to leave the poor at last filled, and to send the rich empty away. Then by his death and resurrection, Jesus became the giver and author of new life for us all. Breathe spirit newly in us to form us as the church, and has called us into new covenant by water and by blood. On the night that he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." The body of Christ, the bread of life.
In the same way, after the meal, he took the cup, blessed it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." cup of love.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. As always, there are offering plates at the door. A double check. I always want you to know what you're giving for. This month and every year in December, this fellowship offering goes to support the Retired Ministers and Missionaries Fund. There are people all over the country who have faithfully served churches vocationally, whose lives are not comfortable or easy. And to those we can help support, we gladly do make your own offering as feels right to you. Now let us stand to sing our hymn of fellowship. Christ is coming and all creation waits. Prepare the way of the Lord. Put aside the works of darkness. Be clothed in light. And let your living and our living together be joyful and faithful expression of the ancient church's prayer. Come, Lord Jesus.